This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good Friday morning. We're talking this week about what to do when you face an impossible situation, and we've been looking in the Bible in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and the story of King Jehoshaphat of the nation of Israel, who trusted God and faced a truly impossible situation. The armies from several nations around them banded together and came to wipe out Israel. Suddenly, Jehoshaphat was informed, they're already on the border. And he thought, what can I do? He immediately was afraid, and you can't help that reaction when an impossible situation comes into your life, something devastating, something that seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It seems completely hopeless. You can't help being afraid. But at the same time, his instinctive reaction immediately was to seek help from the Lord. The next thing he did was he began to pray, and in his prayer he expressed to God his confidence that God could get involved and make a difference in this situation. When he knew who God was, God, he knew, could help. And then he acknowledged his own inability to handle this situation. Rather than rushing around trying to find a solution, he first went to God, acknowledged God's ability, and called on God for help, and acknowledged, I cannot solve this situation, God. Then he trusted God. After he had brought it to God and prayed about it, he trusted that God would get involved. The next step was he had to act. Together with his faith, he had to act. When he knew what God wanted him to do in this situation, even though he knew his own actions could never accomplish what needed to happen, he had to trust God and act, and then watch God get involved and do the part that only God can do. And how amazingly God got involved in that situation and brought them complete deliverance from those three other nations that were attacking them. When that's all done, we come to the final step when you're facing an impossible situation, and that is this. Give God the glory for taking you through it and giving you his victory that you could never have accomplished on your own. As we read right after that amazing deliverance from God from those other nations, it says in verse 26 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, so on the fourth day, remember, it took them 3 days to gather up all the spoil from those three nations who had ended up fighting each other and killing each other to the man and leaving all their spoil and riches there on the field. You think, well, why would they have all those riches and spoil and goods on the battlefield? Well, in those days when you went to battle, you took everything with you, because otherwise another nation might hear you'd gone to battle and come in the back door and get all your stuff. So they had it all with them, and it took 3 days for the Israelites to gather up all that spoil. And it says, on the fourth day, so they finished doing that, on the fourth day they assembled in the valley of Beraka, which means blessing, in the valley of blessing, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of that place has been called the Valley of Blessing to this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat at their head, returning to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with harps and lyres and trumpets to the house of the Lord, and the fear of God came on all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Well, here's the last step. Don't forget, when God brings you through that impossible situation and you start to see light in your world again when there had only been darkness, and you recognize it's God, he's the one that brought you through, do not fail to give him the glory, to make sure that everybody who knew you were going through that dark time, those impossible days, that you were facing a barrier that you could never get past, whether it was individually or in your family or in your church or your organization, make sure the people who knew you were going through that recognize and know it was God who answered prayer and helped you come through it to a place of peace. Acknowledge God in everything in your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.